It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. You know, Fred Thompson, the former senator, likes to say that people were claiming he needed $100 million to compete for the presidency. Well, so far, he has not appeared in a Republican presidential debate, has spent relatively little money, and in fact has not even announced his candidacy. Yet he is among the leaders in every poll of GOP voters. By working under the testing the waters provision of federal election laws, Thompson has been able to hopscotch the country for fundraising events and put together his staff. The question, though, is how long he can wait to really declare. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
First, word came that it might be July 4th, then mid-July. Later reports indicated August 1st. No, wait, Labor Day, with a weeks-long national tour. The fact is, when Fred Thompson actually plans to announce that he's running for president is, and has been, anybody's guess. His fans, nicknamed Fredheads or Frednecks, are just as anxious.
It's really exciting, but I do hear from everybody that they're ready to rock and roll. I mean, this is like a bunch of horses at the Kentucky Derby. They're in the gates. They've been in the gates longer than they're normally in the gates, and they are getting restless, but they are ready to race. So what I'm hearing from everybody all the time is, let's get going.
Tennessee Congressman Zach Womp headed the draft effort that led Thompson to consider a run. Back in early July, Thompson announced he'd be testing the waters before getting into the race. But testing the waters isn't just a catchphrase. It's an actual category under federal election law that allows a person to raise money, do speaking engagements to gauge interest, while barring them from corporate donations and acting as a candidate.
What's interesting is usually testing the waters means you're sticking in your little pinky or a little toe. It seems to me that Mr. Thompson is up to his neck in running for office.
Meredith McGeehee is from the Campaign Legal Center, a campaign finance watchdog group.
And part of the strategy here is first to play coy and to keep the press interested, because once you declare, you're not as interesting. Secondly, it allows him not to have as much scrutiny of his contributors.
McGeehee says avoiding a formal announcement allows Thompson to avoid having to report the money he's raised, which could make his nascent campaign look weak. While early frontrunner John McCain has faltered over funds, staffing, and the political slings and arrows from opponents, Thompson has waged his pre-campaign activities in peace. He limits his comments to missives on his website.
Hey, this is Fred Thompson. Been traveling the last couple of days. Had a great day yesterday in Nashville. Got down to Franklin to see my mama. Today, wonderful day in Columbia, South Carolina.
He talks policy in closed speeches and private fundraisers and maintains a consistent presence on political blogs and talk radio.
Now, let me ask you this. You're under attack, it seems like every day, from Democrat campaigns, from Republican campaigns, from the media. They fear you, Senator. They're worried about you.
Well, I think they're pretty smart, actually.
And for all the impressive polling numbers at this point, there's a downside to his strategy, especially since the other candidates have been shaking hands in diners and living rooms for months, says Stuart Rothenberg, editor of the Rothenberg Political Report.
Either people get tired of waiting and they say, if you can't decide, Fred Thompson, that you're going to run, I'm going to pick another horse. Or they get so excited that when he finally enters the race, he simply can't fulfill all these expectations and the excitement. He looks like just another candidate and, frankly, disappoints people. Those are some potential problems for a late Thompson entry.
The Thompson people insist they're not worried. Here's Ken Kachigian, a Thompson advisor who spoke last week on NPR's All Things Considered.
I think it's not going to be that big of a problem. In fact, when you do look at some of the polls, national and regional, in effect, without having spent really a lot of money or very little at all, it's the equivalent of having raised and spent $35 million when you compare it to the other candidates.
Meanwhile, Thompson is still honing his message, opening offices in Virginia and Tennessee, and fundraising at dinners from San Diego to Dallas. The next Republican debate takes place in Iowa on August 5th, followed by one a month later in New Hampshire. There's still no word when Thompson will finally show up. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Nashville, Tennessee.